Hi everybody, I'm at the Taylor booth and I'm talking to
Christian Grothoff.
And what is Taylor?
Taylor is a new electronic payment system which is part of the GNU project, which allows you to pay anonymously, easily, with full privacy, very efficiently. However, whenever you receive money, the state can see what you're receiving, how much you're receiving, but not from whom. So the state can levy taxes on you, like income tax or sales tax, and hopefully pay for things like this nice university we have here with that money.
Absolutely. But this is a very, very difficult project issue to solve. I remember discussing this not 2 years ago with RMS. How have you come up with a solution for this?
Well, 2 years ago we already were talking with RMS as well about this, because we had the crypto finally worked out that we wanted. The crypto is based on, to some extent, on old cryptography from David Chaum from the 90s, using basically blind signatures, so it allows you to withdraw digital tokens that you can then spend without being correlated back to when you withdrew them. But we had to solve problems like how to give change, and how to integrate this really nicely with browsers and the modern web infrastructure and the restrictions that it imposes on you in terms of security. So it's been 2 years of engineering by now, and we have a demonstration up. If you go to demo.taylor.net with any of the modern free browsers, you should be able to download an extension and try it out yourself. Make yourself a bank account at our fake bank and go spend fake money to buy Richard's articles on our webpage.
Awesome. Tell me, this sort of stuff is complex, and anywhere in the chain that there's a vulnerability in the chain, my bank account is suddenly empty. How do I build up trust? How do I know I can trust you?
Well, it's of course free software, so we have an open standard, papers on the protocol, you can read the documentation, you can read the specification, you can read the code. Many of you may be able to do this, others may not be able to do this. We of course had experts review it, including a bunch of cryptography professors, a bunch of networking professors. I myself have been publishing in the area for over 15 years, so I have hopefully built up some reputation, some trust with some of you. You may know I'm also the maintainer of GNUnet, and some of the code has been based on stuff that we've worked in on GNUnet for 15 years now. And of course, ultimately, once we get closer to production, we will plan to find investors to pay for external security audits, so that more than just our core team has looked over the code. I hope the code is extremely clean and well documented. We're still trying to, of course, improve that. And in the end, the system does depend on having a banking license and having a regulator that assures you that your money is safe, just like your money is safe when you go to your bank these days. And so most people in the end will probably trust the government to regulate the banks. And if the government fails on that, well, we are in trouble in many other fronts, not just this particular payment system.
And you are now, how easy would this be for a bank professional to go, okay, I'm going to switch from this thing or I'm going to implement Taylor? Are we there yet? Are we at a point where you can deploy?
For what kind of professional?
A financial professional, somebody who does this for a living. Say my local bank or my local co-op wants to implement Taylor payment system.
Well, it turns out we talked to some banks, and they outsource all of the development anyway, so they won't do this. And so we had a bank that effectively asked their outsourced software house to give them a cost estimate for how much it would take to build it or integrate it. That would of course depend on your bank, what kind of infrastructure you have in place. I can't easily say this, but we have a very simple adapter where effectively you have to, as for the exchange provider, give us the list of incoming wire transfers and the ability to make outgoing wire transfers, and to add 11 lines of HTML to your customer portal for the withdrawal integration. Now, sometimes that can be tricky because of special constraints the bank have internally, but the effort itself is not actually all that big. It's pretty compatible with existing things. And what surprised me is that some of the banks have immediately said, yeah, this is totally okay with regulation. There should not be problems there. So we've talked to several experts that have all confirmed that we are at least compliant. So I think it's really just a question of convincing a sufficient number of banks to make the investment, which of course, you know, maybe a couple of 10,000 euros to add the protocol to their existing infrastructure and run the services, and then hopefully we'll be able to offer it for you to do web payments.
How is the authentication going to be done? Username and password or an external device?
Okay, there are two kinds of authentication. There's the authentication you do when you withdraw money from your bank account. There you use what you use today, your probably account number, password, SMS to your mobile phone, whatever your bank, you do this today to authenticate you when you do online banking. Is exactly what you will continue to use to tell your bank that you want to withdraw money into your wallet.
Yeah.
And the nice thing is usually these passwords, these authentication tokens are well established, you with your bank, and it's not like with 3D Secure where you're suddenly supposed to on some very different website authenticate yourself.
Yeah.
And it's once when you withdraw money, so pretty much like when you go to an ATM to withdraw cash. Then when you want to spend money, there's also two-factor authentication implemented, which is you have to own your notebook, that's a physical token, and you have to be able to log into your notebook or your mobile device.
Yeah.
So that's your normal username and password that you use for accessing your computer.
Okay.
And once you have access to your web browser, that's it. You don't need any usernames or passwords anymore. You pay with one click because you own your computer and thereby you own your cash, just like you own your physical wallet.
Yes, but what if somebody compromises my computer?
If somebody compromises your computer, he can steal the money that's in your wallet. As in the amount that you choose to withdraw from your bank account to your wallet, your loss is bounded by that.
Oh, you put it into a wallet.
It's an electronic wallet, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And so you would, but unlike in Bitcoin, you don't have all of your wealth in your wallet.
Yeah.
You can leave your, you know, hundreds of thousands of euros in your bank account and you withdraw 10 euros.
Right? You have that local.
And then that's the maximum loss you can entertain if your computer is compromised at that time. The nice thing is you will learn something,
yes.
Namely that you've been compromised, and usually for most of us, the amount we would withdraw for daily transactions is going to be in a range where we can say if our computer is compromised and I learn that I've been so really badly hacked and my hard drive might be encrypted next, maybe worth that loss.
Yeah.
Very good. Excellent. Where can I find more information about your project?
You can find more information on Thaler.net.
Yeah. And that's it.
Cool. It's easy as that, yes.
Excellent. Thank you very much for taking the time for the interview.
You're welcome.